The Philadelphia Orchestra may be one of the hardest working orchestras in showbiz, the way it's been jumping around China recently. Traveling with the orchestra, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns considers what the future may hold and discovers that there are other relationships taking shape.
China is hard. Outwardly, the people are good-humored and spontaneous, but getting anything done takes a lot longer and requires going through many more people. And just because a contract has been signed doesn't mean that negotiations have ended. Geographic distances are vast. Nonetheless, not only is the Philadelphia Orchestra planning to return next year, but Opera Philadelphia's David Divan was spotted at a reception in the palatial Tianjin Grand Theater. And he wasn't just there to carry the flag for Tianjin's sister city of Philadelphia.
I'm meeting with the president of the Grand Theater tomorrow to get a tour of the Opera House, which is largely empty. And so they wanted to explore us coming here. I mean, they bring in full productions from Russia right now, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. And so because of the strength of the relationship with the Philadelphia Orchestra, they're expressed interest in learning more about Opera Philadelphia.
The logistics are daunting, but the Chinese seem to enjoy triumphing over them. The interest in opera is understandable. They have their own tradition of telling stories with costume and song. But the symphonic music? I asked veteran diplomat Nicholas Platt, who has had residencies in China since 1972 and is now advisor to the Philadelphia Orchestra.
They love grand things. They love big buildings. They love big canals. They love big bridges. And Western classical music is grand. And furthermore, they respect collective action. And a big, capable orchestra like the Philadelphia Orchestra producing the sounds it produces represents the epitome of collective action.
It's a bit like Texas during the oil boom years, and the arts always do well in such times. But what could happen when the economy cools down, as it seems to be doing right now after years of frenzied expansion? China doesn't have a long continuous history with Western symphonic music. How deep does that relationship go?
I'm really just flying by the seat of my pants here, but I have been interested in Chinese culture for a long, long time, and one of the things that strikes me is that most of the literature and the music and the philosophy and so forth are all very practically oriented towards the solution of problems, towards the description of events or program music with pictures of moonlight on water. And you know the routine, and it's beautiful, but it's not very abstract. And I think that classical music has some appeal to Chinese because of its abstractness. It may fill a hole in their needs.
So we'll see. While Americans tend to create the art first and then build the edifice around it, the Chinese start with the edifice. And there are so many that Platt envisions joint operatic ventures between Chongqing and Chengdu. These buildings have to be filled with something. It has to be big, and it has to be the best.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.